This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Information overload transmission for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, and we've got our reporters, David Knight, Joe Biggs, and a camera crew as well, now down at the scene of where Scalia reportedly died of natural causes, an anonymous phone call said. And there'll be no investigation by any of the media or the government, and there'll be no autopsy. They made sure to announce the next day, because there's nothing to see here. Just go to sleep, go away. But since then, we have leftist journalists and social media users spewing a torrent of hate and after the death of Scalia, and calling and praying for and hoping for the death of course, Clarence Thomas. And Paul Watson and Steve Watson have both written articles on this, chronicling and just linking through all these different examples of the vitriol. So they hope everyone dies. But if you go to WorldNet Daily, they have a really, really important story that photos of Poindexter that owned the ranch and ate dinner right next to Scalia that night and saw him go to bed and then came and found his body with a pillow over the face. This black ops commander from Vietnam, buddies with Obama and giving him so many contributions that Obama made up an award just basically for him and then presented it to him. So those articles are up on Infowars.com and WorldNet Daily. Will Texas governor call for investigation into Scalia's death? Now, that's another report from Infowars.com and Don Salazar. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. Now, continuing, we're going to be going over all of this today. Here's the particular article so I can show it to viewers and mention it to radio listeners. You can find it for yourself. Obama Poindexter picks fuel Scalia suspicions. And then you can go through and see the two embracing and Poindexter getting his loving award with his good little buddy that he's given so much money to, Obama. And then Scalia doesn't bring a security detail and goes to the ranch and, well, now sleeps with the fishes or sleeps with a pillow over his face. Now, continuing here, we're also going to be getting into the situation with First Amendment critic, the attorney general that says you can ban free speech. We played that clip, and that there's no protection on offensive speech that hurts people's feelings. They started talking about removing her, impeaching her a few months ago in Congress when she said that, and then she reversed herself. First Amendment critic may get the nomination for the Supreme Court justice. That's a Kurt Nemo article. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, of course, they're banning buildings named Lynch because it hurts people's feelings. Will she change her name because it's associated with lynching? Of course, it's not associated with lynching. It's an Irish name, but who cares? Attorney General Loretta Lynch, or Attorney General Loretta, racist name, hang black people, hurt my feelings, Lynch, because that's what they say this name means. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has publicly expressed enmity towards First Amendment. So another very important story that we're going to be going over today. And then another flashback of another tyrant. Justice Kennedy said Constitution is a flawed document and needs to be rewritten. We have another article up on Infowars.com. Former intel officer suspects foul play in death of Anthony Scalia. And then the big news. Russia bans all U.S. corn and soy imports due to GMO contamination. Pope Francis calls migration the challenge of our age, of course, met for the first time in their history with the Orthodox Church. You can argue which one's older, but the two have been at loggerheads for over 1,000 years. Big things are happening. Planets are politically aligning. We've got huge news on China's economy and more.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Tuesday, the 16th day of February, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Our reporters have already interviewed multiple public officials down in southwest Texas. They are traveling to Marfa to talk to Judge Cinderella Guevara right now, who did everything by phone and said that she decided he died from natural causes, though she never saw the body. But she's not a doctor, but hey, who needs to, you know, actually do that when you just died of natural causes? I mean, Kennedy did as well, and in 63 in Dallas. Also, they've already talked to Judge Juanita Bishop, who was the first one who made the phone call, reportedly, announcing it was natural causes. So just who needs an autopsy? Who needs any public investigation? Just wave your hand and say that, you know, everything's completely normal here. He died of a heart attack, and then later say he did not die of a heart attack, even though you don't know why he died. But he had a pillow over his face. And then, of course, they're going to be headed out to the ranch itself. We'll have that intel by InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. So that is coming up. They will be joining us in the third hour. Larry Nichols, who's fighting for his life via cancer, and, of course, the big Clinton insider, will be joining us to give us his intel on Scalia's death and what's happening in the world at the start of the next hour. And then InfoWars Nightly News political correspondent Richard Reeves will be joining us from South Carolina, as he's been doing from the other key battleground primary states like Iowa and, of course, New Hampshire, covering both the Democrat and Republican race that is taking place there. And then Rob Due runs the fourth hour. We'll have whatever latest breaking news and intel then. The fourth hour is special because people can reset research right up to the moment of going on air, and then kind of have that special news hour then where you have a lot of guests and reports. I mean, the fourth hour a lot of days is even better than some of the other hours of the transmission hosted by our great crew like Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, Rob Due, and so many others like Paul Watson, Anthony Gucciardi. As we continue to build and expand a truly independent, liberty-based, libertarian-based, pro-human, pro-life-based operation to take on the dying establishment globalist media. And that we are taking it on very, very effectively. It's my job to take the heat and just to tell you what my gut and what the evidence shows, and to not play games and not be a coward. That's why I came out Saturday, hours after it was announced he was dead, did my research, and said the fact that they instantly announced that he died of natural causes with a, quote, anonymous phone call, the fact that it's in the middle of nowhere and this owner of the ranch is a high-level Democratic donor, the fact that they are instantly saying no foul play, there'll be no investigation. I said, watch, if there's no autopsy and we hear that quickly, we know there's major alarms going off. And, of course, the next morning, the judge came in on a Sunday and said there will be no autopsy. But don't worry, he died of a heart attack, because I talked to people on the phone who weren't doctors either. And a doctor wouldn't say, looking at somebody, what it was. Again, it's the jumping the gun that lets you know. It's like Building 7. I question Building 7 because I heard it on CBS News Radio when that was still around. I'd been on air all day since that had happened that day. I'd driven from the studio to get a pizza and to bring pizza back to the crew I had of two people at that time. And at 4:20-something, they said they're going to blow up the Solomon Brothers building, Building 7, to protect the other buildings. And then they blew it up. And I went on air and said they blew it up. And people called in and said, yeah, I heard that too. And then we found the tapes of NPR and Fox and CNN and BBC, two different channels. And they said, how dare you, you liar. There's no tapes of anyone saying that. And we had all the anchors on TV, like seven or eight videos. And they would have national stories saying Jones is lying. And the BBC actually came out and said, it's a fake video. Then they came out a year later and said, no, it was actually us. And it was a Reuters feed, said the building had fallen pancake style completely. I don't know what happened on 9/11. I'm not saying our military did it. I'm not saying, they always phrase it like, you say the firefighters blew it up, or you say the police did it. No, I'm saying they said they blew up the building before it even fell, and then it blew up and fell. There should be an investigation. And it's the same thing here. When this evidence mounts, you've got to have an investigation. And when they say, how dare you conspiracy theorists even question us when we have known liars running this whole system that have put it in federal law, they can kill any U.S. citizen anywhere in the world anytime they want secretly and never tell you, including Supreme Court justices. And now they're trying to pass the Defense Authorization Act, the War Authorization Act, that will rewrite the war powers and give the president, quote, worldwide global martial law power. That's not Alex Jones. That's the senator from Connecticut, the Democrat. Pull it up. You can play the clip right now. I played it like 10 times. Want me to play it again? Let's cue up the senator, and I'm going to play that just because we have new listeners all the time, and they'll write a news article saying I'm lying and that doesn't exist. Because this is what they're doing. This is the season of takeover. This is when you expect stuff like this to happen. And the key guy, when he doesn't have a security detail, drops dead, and we're not supposed to question that. Well, you know what? Donald Trump, and they figured it out. I have to give him credit. When Donald Trump came on this show, they knew that they would attack Trump and call him a 9/11 truther. And then what would happen is they would go look at everything I'd said and put it next to Trump. And then Trump would basically just say, all I'm saying is I was in New York and Bush says he saved us. He let this happen. And then it brings out 9/11 truth and absolutely trumps them. And I was watching Cheney this morning. They were re-airing an interview that he had last night on Fox. And he was saying, Trump wants to say we let it happen or maybe are even behind it. And Cheney looked scared. Because the truth is, folks, they bare minimum stood down and bare minimum let Saudi Arabia attack us. And there was a NORAD stand down. That's been declassified. And 6 of the 10 commissioners said there was a cover-up and that the 28 pages should be released and that they have the orders for the attacks to not be stopped. Cheney, Trump, way off base with 9/11 claims, doesn't know the facts. And he goes on to say, oh, it was Clinton's fault. And Clinton admits it. Oh, give me a break. Of course Clinton was protecting bin Laden. They're all owned by Saudi Arabia. And I want to be clear about something. It really hit me this morning on the elliptical watching Fox News. And I've articulated this, but I haven't done it properly and just crisply. I was going down rabbit trails, you know, documenting what I'm saying. I've already done that. Let me just lay it out. The CIA director is a known operative of Saudi Arabia. He's always seen in the Wahhabist garb. There's clear intel. He's been in mainstream news that he's reportedly privately converted to radical Islam. Whether that's a double agent deal or whatever it really is. And, you know, Bandar Bush is his nickname. One of the top princes always staying with the Bushes and saying how much they love each other. And Bandar Bush goes on Larry King Live 2 weeks after 9/11 and says, don't talk about bin Laden. He's a very honorable man. And then Bandar Bush threatens to attack the Russian Olympics a couple years ago. So this is the type of stuff going on. And you've got them bringing him in to Syria, bringing them into Libya, bringing them into all these other countries like Egypt, overthrowing, then bringing them into Europe so that when they attack, and now the CIA director says it's inevitable that there will be an attack, and then when there is an attack, logic has been suspended, they won't get in trouble, just like Merkel or Hollande or anybody else, or Bush, George W. after 9/11, they will be promoted and called heroes. If they hijack jets and fly them into buildings, if they nerve gas sports stadiums, the French and German and Dutch and British presidents and prime ministers will be called heroes even though they brought them in. They've been called heroes after the theater attack and the rock and roll show attacks and then took the French people's liberty and arrested right-wing leaders like their presidential frontrunner, Marie Le Pen. And you're like, yeah, but they brought them in. That's the whole point. And Trump's attacking that. He's saying, you keep saying I'm not tough on terror. You keep saying I wouldn't protect people. When I say we shouldn't have gone to Iraq, it isn't even the country that attacked us. It's Saudi Arabia. No, you didn't protect us after 9. You know, you didn't protect us. You let 9/11 happen. That's come out in congressional hearings. Condoleezza Rice got caught lying on the National Security Memo saying there were no previous threats. No one had heard of a plan to hijack jets and fly them into buildings. We had FBI agents valiantly risking their lives, you better believe it, all over the U.S., in Texas and in Arizona and in Nevada and in Illinois and in Minnesota, coming out and saying they're going to attack the World Trade Center with hijacked planes. They're training. They're not learning how to land or take off. And then they ordered at the White House level under Clinton and the Bushes to stop the investigations. That all came out. That all unfolded. So Trump is just laying out the facts, baiting them to come and attack him as a 9/11 truther, and then he's going to start hammering the daylights out of him. The guy has my respect totally now and is in incredible danger. He is incredibly bold, and he's in 10 times the danger I'm in or Ron Paul or somebody like that. I mean, he is incredible. And so are people like Matt Drudge and Clarence Thomas. So we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to come back and go over all of this, the latest on Scalia, the latest on 9/11, the latest on the economy, and so much more. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com. Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Good enough for me and my Bobby.
So, Watson has an article up on InfoWars.com. Conservative host labels Trump a radical kook, close to being a 9/11 truther. Talking heads take swipes at anti-establishment frontrunner. And then the whole article goes over that. Fox, CBS News, you name it, they are now basically coming out, other talk show hosts, and saying, oh my gosh, he's an evil 9/11 truther. Talk show host Mark Levin has labeled Trump a radical kook. You know, Levin says a lot of good things, and I don't want to sit here and be enemies with mainline conservatives because they're a million light years better than Bernie Sanders, who it's now emerged, never had a job till he was 40. I mean, I'm 42. I had a job when I was 12. And I remember saying, there are child labor laws, Dad. You know, I need to go get a job during the summer. I already mowed some yards and stuff. And he said, that's a bunch of baloney. You go down to the local marina, which was a mile from our house. We lived on a lake. And you go ask those old guys in there and tell them, you want a job, you'll work for whatever they give you. If you actually do the job, you'll get a raise. And if you actually keep doing it, you'll have a job there years later and it'll be a manager. And by the time, you know, 2 years had passed and I'd worked at the marina during the summers, they were actually trying to hire me to be a manager at the marina when I was like 14, a manager of some of the boat stalls and stuff, keeping them clean. It's only $15 an hour they offered me, and I said no. It's just crazy. I can't imagine. I mean, by the time I was 16, I had big rolls of, you know, $20 bills in my pocket, was buying my own clothes, driving a nice used truck, taking girls out to movies two, three nights a week, out to restaurants, and I just loved having a job. I loved leaving school and going to work for 4 or 5 hours. What a warped country where we're going to have a guy, the president, articles on InfoWars.com where he admits, and you look at what a hippie freak he was, not having a job till he was 40 years old. These people live on another planet, man. I'm so sick of it. Excuse me. Point is, I don't want to sit here and attack people like Mark Levin, but this new talking point is all over Fox News. In fact, I saw it this morning three times. They said that he was basically a 9/11 truther or bordering on a 9/11 truther, as if that's the worst thing in the world. And then they misrepresent what a 9/11 truther is to someone that believes that the NYPD blew up the buildings, because that's what they always say to make it sound like you're saying that. They build a straw man. Just like they say Donald Trump wanted $5 million for himself to be in a debate when he wanted $5 million given to the Wounded Warrior Program. He gave millions himself. That turns into he wants to steal veterans' money. Well, you have a problem. Six of the 10 commissioners say we've been lied to. The smoking gun evidence. There was a stand down. I've had congressmen and senators on the show, former and current, that have read it. Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. The FBI and NORAD were ordered to stand down. It will bring these governments down. That's why when Jeb Bush was asked about it by Richard Reeves last week in New Hampshire, his back went up straight. He got in the really aggressive gangster mode, not the friendly, hey, get in my yellow Volkswagen Ted Bundy, you know, friendly con artist serial killer mode. He switched into his real mode. Oh, really? Yeah, I do want to see that. Got him? Like to see him. That got right in Richard's face. Got him? Like to see him. You see it from the back. Richard was there and said he got right in his face. Got it? Turned his back to the camera and looked at him with hate and goes, like to see it. Oh, I bet you do want to see it. I bet you know all about it when you vacation at the Bin Laden family home in their yacht. Or when your father vacations with them here in the United States. Or when your brother ordered that they be allowed to fly out of the country over the week that air traffic was grounded. I would cover local CVS pieces out of Miami where they had flight loads flying out, and they would get on the news and say Alex Jones is lying and saying the Bin Ladens were flown out. It was in the Miami Herald. But they would say I was a liar. I'm going to come back and play some of these clips and finish up with this and get to the Trump clip, the Cheney clip, and the rest of it. But this is such a big deal, folks, that all Trump says is, you're saying I won't protect you from another 9/11? I'm trying to close the borders and kick the radical Muslims out. It was on Bush's watch that we got attacked. Why is he a hero when they let the attack happen? In business, if you screw up, you get fired. And they spin that he's a mainline 9/11 truther. as if that hurts things. Trump wants them to go into that briar patch, and they're finally doing it. So just come on in. Just come on in. Grendel, sneak on into the hall. We're waiting for you. You're not going to be able to run to mommy, are you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live the InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
And we're live on this Tuesday, worldwide transmission. Our reporters are in Southwest Texas. Did an incredible job driving down there last night. They've already interviewed one of the judges that was involved. They're interviewing the other judge as we speak. And they're going to go out to that ranch and get some answers, something mainstream media won't do. I'll tell you what leadership is. I hit the barbed wire Saturday. And as usual, people were asking me, are you sure about doing this and coming out and saying we should look into this as being a murder? And I said, yes, under jurisprudence, under common law, under history, and under state and federal laws, the default has always been have an autopsy, the more powerful a person is. It is unheard of to not do that when he didn't have a security detail. It is unheard of when they keep changing the story. It is unheard of when you have judges making medical examiner announcements and then changing them. I mean, this thing is so ridiculous. I don't just default, come out on air, and say that something stinks. You think I'm happy that there's about a 98% chance they killed Scalia? You think I want to be the one that breaks it? You think I want to be the one that runs over the top? The first one to go up against the machine gun nest, but I will do it. And I'm telling you this, in case something does happen to me, I need other people to step up. It's the only way to save your family. Now, we have the Associated Press. We have the New York Post. We have so many publications. Today, it took 2.5 days to break down their Berlin Wall. They wouldn't even mention an autopsy. They wouldn't even mention foul play. By Sunday, they started mentioning why no autopsy. Then the pillow over the face. And now, we're going to cover this after I cover this other news. Detectives question lack of autopsy in Scalia death. New York Post, the head of the New York Homicide Squad, says every default position was ignored. The story got changed a bunch. This is insane. Oh, I'm a kook. But the New York detective head of homicide says this is insane. They've got former intel operatives. They've got former... It's all over the place. Michael Savage says, looks like he was murdered. Oh, what does Michael Savage know? You know, he's just made billions of dollars in real estate and nutraceuticals and is the all-time best-selling author and pretty much launched the entire organic food movement under another name, another nom de plume. What does a guy with probably a 200 IQ know? Let's not listen to him. Let's not listen to Alex Jones, the kook. Let's not listen to the police detective head. Let's just listen to CNN because they just said he's dead. That's it. Forget about it. Move on. Well, you know what? We're not moving on because you said so. We're not moving on because you say you're God. We're not moving on because you call us names. When CBS and the Sydney Morning Herald call me a kook and a nut and, oh, he's... Do you have contacts that eat dinner with the Supreme Court justices and that say that total tyranny is coming in 2016 and watch out, they're coming after everyone? Oh, no, you don't have those contacts. Do you talk to 3 former heads of Army Special Forces and people above that? Do you have the former head of psychological warfare for the State Department on that overthrew 7 countries? Do you live in the real world? Do you have Green Beret commanders, Delta Force people in studio on air that admire your work? No, you don't. You don't have anything but dishonor and the fact that you're slack jaw scum that sit there and repeat the same garbage that you're given in talking points over and over again. So get this through your heads, okay, scum? You don't control the narrative anymore, and you're going to be brought to justice when we take this country back for aiding and abetting a foreign takeover. And this is a foreign takeover. And you will fail. Just get that through your heads. Donald Trump represents factions in the government and in corporate America that don't want to bring the country down and don't want to enslave us and don't want to bankrupt us with Cloward and Piven. I can tell you that. That's been signaled from high levels before we were ever contacted by the Trump people. And Donald Trump knows exactly what's going on. didn't know just 5 years ago, looks completely different, is totally freaked out, and basically sees himself on a suicide mission if you really want to get into inside baseball. Donald Trump is ready. He is full bore and just committed. And sure, you can call him an egomaniac, and the people that have assessed him say he's a good egomaniac, and he's the type we need. And they just admire him so much. These are high-level government people. You can put two and two together, CIA, you name it. And I mean the last generation that actually overthrew governments, actually did stuff on the ground, didn't just play around with a bunch of NSA spy gear. They understand the takedown of the country is happening right now, and they're not perfect, but they don't want to kill the United States of America. They don't have a score to settle like Loretta Lynch and Obama and Hillary, who want to mount the country's head on a wall and fully bankrupt us and end the country, and then have a war against everybody they don't control. The Democrats broke some big rules. What they did is they tried to basically merge both parties and started blackmailing everybody and said, we're not going to work together as parties anymore of corruption. We're going to consolidate power, which always happens in a tyranny. It always degenerates to this point. And now that point has been reached, and all hell is breaking loose. You don't just think Scalia just died and that's an isolated incident, do you? There is a war for this country going on at every level of government and corporate America right now. Why do you think the big mercenary outfits have left the U.S.? I mean, the cloak and dagger level of what's going on is so seismic, I can hardly even broadcast. I'm so blown away. It's not even freaked out. I'm just marveling. The headline is Pope Patriarch meeting Cuba nearly 1,000 years after the split. This was yesterday. We talked about it. A few days ago. And it didn't hardly get any coverage. No, actually, they've never met. Both churches officially started showing up about 100 years after the death of Christ and the resurrection. And they've been at each other's throats the entire time. And the fact that they're meeting lets you know, folks, that major earth-shaking events are about to happen. That is just one more indicator. And it's happening everywhere. The signs. Saudi Arabia announcing they've already begun invading Syria to fight up against Russian troops. And the word is they're using jihadis in Ukraine now against the Russians, with our government financing it. I mean, this is war crimes that make the head spin. And when all this comes out that our illegitimate government did this, it will destroy our name forever. That's why the Pentagon, it came out under General Dempsey. We told you this before it was in the news. That's our sources. General Dempsey went to the White House when they were about to air bombard and take over Syria 2 years ago and said, the military is going to revolt, including top generals. We are not going to back Al-Qaeda. We are not going to exterminate the Christians. We are giving intel to the Russians who are already on the ground to fight them. You're not doing this. And they let Dempsey sit there for a year and a half before they put his replacement in, but they did a purge of the top brass to try to make sure they could carry out the next phase. And now they're doing it. So that's what's going on, boys and girls. That's what's happening. But you notice our victory. There should be an investigation and autopsy of someone this prominent when it just comes in on a phone call that natural causes, and I go to sleep. And they try to act like I was a nut Saturday and Sunday and attack me all over the place. And then notice it gave everybody else the cover, police detectives, former intelligence operatives, other talk show hosts and people, to come out and go, well, there was a pillow over his face. Well, they did change the story over and over again. Well, the Democrats are celebrating his death. Why shouldn't we look into this? You see? And I'm not up here bragging about what I did. I'm giving you other talk show hosts, other media people, just a lesson in leadership. You cannot, when you know you're doing the right thing, sit around and wait for other people to get behind you before you step out first. You've got to be the person that sticks their head up first. You've got to be the person that leads the charge. You understand that? That's what we're looking for here is leadership. The only reason I'm so prominent, the only reason I get so many of the leaks and so much of the intel, the good intel, is because people know I've been around 20-plus years. They know where I came from. They know who I am. They know who my family is, that we're as American as it gets, continually committed to this country, and we will never sell out anybody. We will never screw over little people. We will never oppress people. We will fight for freedom until the death, and that's it. Now, who else is going to join us in this fight? That's what I'm asking you right now, because it's in the game. We have succeeded in waking up a lot of people, but we've not yet removed the globalists, and we're far from it. And this is a serious battle. I want to get into the rest of the 9/11 news and back into Scalia. I haven't even got into it yet, but before I go any further, Thunder operation right now, I'm not going to belabor this because of the seriousness of where the world is right now. I'm just going to say that we sell what we believe are the best liberty-based T-shirts to spread the word and awaken folks and to meet like-minded people in your area, and it funds our operation. It's a total 360 win. We have the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the widest selection. We're constantly adding other great companies to our list. Our goal is to have the biggest, widest, most inexpensive selection of high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, from fruit trees down to corn, to tobacco, to just everything. You name it, we got it. InfoWarsStore.com. And we bring you the best nutraceuticals, period. Like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. Changed my life. The good halogen. I was definitely didn't have the proper type of iodine. I wasn't absorbing what I was getting. Anthroplex, total foundational booster to super male or super female vitality, is sold out. We're having to now hold it back for those that are signed up for AutoShip. But you can now get 20% off on super male or super female vitality this week only. And it's basically the cold-pressed compound of the same herbs. And in my view, it's just a souped-up version, but this is much more affordable, and I think at many levels just as good, and has some added herbs that are known to turbocharge things as well. So Anthroplex is excellent, but super male, super female vitality, you've absolutely got to try them. 20% off, InfoWarsLife.com. Then we've got, as I mentioned, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. My number one pick for you and your family has always been super high-quality Nascent Iodine. There's a reason I take Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine every day. The other stuff I try would eat a hole in my gut, folks. And ours is real. It turns purple-blue on paper, not red. That's the color of real iodine. No one else has this. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is ultra-clean, ultra-powerful, and is delivered from our limited supply of Deep Earth Crystals. Plus, it funds our operation. It's a 360 win, as I said. Your Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. BrainForce is our flagship energy and focus product, nootropic blend of 21st century, unlike most energy drinks and supplements. BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like alpha-GPC, L-theanine, and more to supercharge your mind. BrainForce has hundreds of glowing five-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Read them for yourself and see how others are experiencing its benefits. These reviews are certified by our trusted third-party review system called Power Reviews that thousands of top companies rely on for honest, accurate feedback. Even our formulators are astounded at the powerful results from the synergistic BrainForce formula. Secure your supply of BrainForce today at this incredibly low price of 25% off retail while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And then finally, InfoWars.com/newsletter to get exclusive videos, news reports that don't appear at InfoWars.com. And a key way for my writers and others when they're out in the field or overseas in an emergency, when they're being blocked on other platforms, to have our own platform to get that email out to you. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Check it out. Sign up for it today. Okay, I'm done. Plugging. I want to finally say, please support our local MF affiliates. Please spread the word about the broadcast there. And please become a sponsor if you're not a sponsor, or support those sponsors. It's absolutely essential. Now I'm going to settle down and just finish up with the 9/11 information. Then I'm going to get into Scalia. And then, of course, I have a bunch of guests coming on today as well. But as we prepare to go out to break, I mentioned this yesterday, but we played a different clip. This is the CIA director, Brennan, who lives in Saudi Arabia for much of his life and runs around in Wahhabist outfits and does everything he can to empower Al-Qaeda and give them weapons, but claims he's got to take our rights away because it's imminent and that it's a near certainty. What's the exact word he uses? The exact word is, well, let's go ahead and play the clip and hear what he had to say.
Is ISIS coming here? I think ISIL does want to eventually find its mark here.
You're expecting an attack in the United States?
I'm expecting them to try to put in place the operatives, the material, or whatever else that they need to do, or to incite people to carry out these attacks, clearly. So I believe that their attempts are inevitable. I don't think their successes necessarily are.
Okay, so it's inevitable they're going to try to attack, like San Bernardino or all these other attacks you guys say aren't terrorism. And he's sitting there with his stuffed shirt with his fake reporter thing. ISIS will try to attack us. This is our government, hijacked government, arming them, defending them, and blaming Assad for chemical attacks they've launched. Now Brennan admits, no, actually they launched the chemical attack. So it's very simple. They're going to let them attack. They're bringing in the refugees. They're not vetting them. They say it's 600 to something the last month brought in. Folks, they brought in thousands to Austin from Syria alone. That's on the news. I mean, they are just lying to everyone because they're an occupying force and we're the enemy. Have you figured that out yet? We're treated like an enemy, shutting down our power plants, saying our families are bad, raising taxes, harassing us, going after farmers because we're the enemy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Larry Nichols. Clinton insider who knows a lot of the top folks in Washington on record. And the Clintons have said, even the New York Times, they're scared of Larry Nichols. I figured I needed to talk to him to see what he knew about Scalia's death. And I don't know if he's going to get into this on air yet, but it's just over-the-top stuff. And I wish I didn't even have to know all this. And I wish the general public, not you, the listeners, folks that are looking for the truth are informed in many cases more than I am, but I just wish the general public, you go look at young people nowadays. There's a lot of great, smart young people of every race, color, and creed, but you look at them, and they look so sheep-like. People look so weak. And then I see the guys that think they're tough, but you talk to them, and they have no intellectual information. They have no rudder. They have no place they came from. So I used to bash guys that tried to act tough and that ride around on motorcycles and everything, and, you know, thinking they were like the phony, you know, the phony tough. But I realized they're, you know, they are probably tough, and they just don't have any background, and they're trying to look for something to be a man. Well, if you want to be a man, now's the time. And it means getting in front of people. It means going to the city council and speaking out. I mean, look, I didn't have any skills when I was 19 and started going and speaking to city council and county commissioners. All I knew is they were trying to pass stuff and do things at the city and state level that was violating the Constitution and my rights. And I felt threatened by it. I was a fighter all my life before that. I didn't realize what it was all meant for. But I wasn't going to roll over. And it wasn't because I was looking for a fight or had something to prove. I knew instinctively I had to stand up or I'd be a slave. And I just ask, where is that basic instinct in people? Where is this idea that you lay down and then you get away with stuff and then nothing ever happens to you? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Coming up in the next hour, just a few minutes away, Larry Nichols, then Richard Reeves from South Carolina, our political correspondent, and so much more. And our reporters from the ground in Southwest Texas on a dangerous mission to go down there and investigate the death of Scalia. I've talked to some of the establishment folks, and that is people big in the media who were at the establishment level, and they are concerned. Obviously, and you know, folks see this for what it is. It's about a 98% chance, 97% chance it was he was killed. But we're going out to break here since I mentioned 9/11. I thought I'd mention the Senator Murphy from Connecticut, because I mentioned this 30 minutes ago, saying they're trying to pass worldwide martial law powers for the president in the military authorization legislation. And so I wanted to play that clip. Here it is.
Is working. Madam President, today I wanted to come down to the floor and speak very briefly about a resolution that the majority leader introduced, I believe, earlier today. This is an authorization for military force resolution that apparently purports to give the president legal authority to conduct military operations against ISIS. Before we break for the weekend, Madam President, I thought it was important to come to the floor to explain why, very briefly, to my colleagues, to explain what this resolution really is. This resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the United States Constitution. Let's be clear about that. It is essentially a declaration of international martial law, a sweeping transfer of military power to the president that will allow him or her to send U.S. troops almost anywhere in the world for almost any reason with absolutely no limitations.
All right. That is U.S. Senator Christopher Murphy. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us. That's just the climate we're in, folks. That's just
thank you.
Something
Senator.
Like that happens. It's not even news now. President says the borders are open outside of law. Okay. You know, he's coming for your guns. Okay.